estamos estampillas.
We interrupt this program for an important bulletin.
Watch this!
Show. Ooh la la. Thank you for joining me on today's installment of Buster's Charity Show. Today's show is a little bit different because I was contacted by a young woman by the name of Yvonne. Now, you can find out more about Yvonne if you go to myspace.com/YvonneG06. She's a member of a group called New Vision, and you can find out about New Vision if you go to myspace.com/NewVision4, and that's the number 4, him. Now, Yvonne has written a song about her experiences when she was younger. It's the kind of thing that you warn your children about. So what I'm actually going to do is, I'm not going to babble on. I want you to listen to what Yvonne has to say and the reasons why she wrote the song Be a Voice.
My story, I have come to find, is like so many others, unfortunately. I and my three sisters were sexually abused by our biological father for most of our childhood. The abuse began before we could speak and continued into our teens. As you know, abuse was something that we never talked about, not even to one another. I do remember people talking about it, though, but nothing was ever done. My mother was an alcoholic, and only when she was drunk did she have the courage to tell people about what my father was doing to us. That usually meant running outside, screaming and begging, pleading for help. So I guess the neighbors just didn't believe her, or they just didn't want to get involved. I remember my mom leaving my father many times over the years, taking us to different places, and he would always find us somehow. He abused my mother physically, breaking her fingers and ribs. He even had her committed for over a year at one time. Needless to say, my sisters and I came away from our childhood scarred. We lived our lives as adults the best way we knew to do. I tried to put the abuse behind me and continue with my life. I got pregnant when I was 17, and I married my high school sweetheart. I have 5 beautiful daughters, and I've been married to Mike for 23 years now. He is truly a gift from God. Back in December of 1999, my sisters and I traveled back to where we grew up and prosecuted our father for the abuse we suffered as children. We were very afraid and didn't know the laws nor how we should even go about it. He was given 15 years per abused child, so I thought. But he will be out for time served in August 2007. He raped my youngest sister when she was only 6 years old, and I just couldn't believe when they said he would be out next year. I felt so powerless and hopeless when I came back home after the last parole hearing in February of 2006. I felt like that little child again. I felt powerless to do anything and feeling that everything was just so unfair. I remember being in my kitchen. I had regressed back to that little child, and I just stood there screaming, pleading for someone to do something to keep another child from going through what we did. And then he gave me the song, Be a Voice. Although speaking is not something that comes easily to me, I can sing. I know that he gave me a voice to be a voice. It's very hard exposing myself like this to everyone, but I have decided that I'm going to put all those things aside, the shame, the fear, and concentrate on getting the message out to people that we have to be a voice for children. It's our job as human beings to get involved, to shed light on this ugly secret that no one wants to know about or talk about. We have come so far in this, the fight against sexual abuse, but you know there is still much more to do. If there were ever a worthy cause, this would be it. And I promise you, I'm going to sing the song every chance I get. I had mentioned earlier that I have 5 daughters. One of them was molested by a Sunday school teacher at our previous church. I prosecuted him, and when I said I wanted to make ribbons for people to wear supporting their stand on ending abuse, my daughter said that they should be white ribbons to show innocence. And that tells me that she understands it wasn't her fault. Believing your child is the most important thing that you can do for them as a parent. I am beginning to realize that for myself. It wasn't my fault. And for those of you that have listened to me this morning, and you can relate to what I've said, please believe it wasn't your fault. You are still that innocent child. Be a voice.
There's a painful truth in our world we got to face. For too long we've ignored the desperate cry. Please consider the cost, another innocence that's lost. We have to speak for the children, be their voice. Be a voice for the ones with no choice, forced to live in a world they cannot change. And be a light in their darkness, a trusting hand that they can hold. Be a voice for God's children. Can you hear the voice of the innocent crying now? Rescue me from the evil all around me, and make my world as it should be, a loving home where I can grow free. Rescue me and break the silence. Set them free. Set them free. Oh, be a voice for the ones with no choice, forced to live in a world they cannot change. And be a light in their darkness, trusting hand that they can hold. Bring his light unto their darkness.
Be a voice.
It's never too late to make a change.
Be a voice.
Well, there's not really a lot you can say about that. Apart from, I'm fairly sure that what Yvonne had to say, and of course the song she's put together, is bound to have touched somebody out there. What I'm actually going to do now is I'm going to play a couple of more songs, and these are from the New Vision.
When you've taken all that you can, when you can't see the light through the darkness, things never go as you plan, and you feel you can't go on, then just set your sights towards the sun and believe your strength will hold. Just have faith and he will do the same for you. When the road that you're on seems too long, and there are times when you feel your heart won't make it, you've lost the will to hold on and the strength to make.
You can find out more about Yvonne and her cause, which is Be A Voice, at myspace.com/YvonneG06. And you can also find out more about New Vision if you go to myspace.com/NewVision4, that's the number 4, him.
Conquered.
he's been found out, and you know I've got to sing and shout. My Lord has conquered him, and that's all I need to know.
When you're knee-deep in bondage, oh, Satan's got you down. Just call the name of Jesus, and he'll turn it all around. And he will take your troubled soul, heal you, cleanse you, make you whole. He's got the victory, and old Satan's going down. Oh, he's been conquered. Oh,
tell me, have you heard?
He's been defeated
by the power of God's word.
Oh,
Satan knows he's been found out, and you know I've got to sing and shout. My Lord has conquered him, and that's all I need to know.
So when things are good, shows his face, you remind him that the King of Kings has put him in his place. And you will soon find out, my friend, there's nothing you can't do when you allow the true and mighty God to rise up inside of you. Oh, he's been conquered. Oh,
tell me, have you heard? He's been found out, and you know I've got to sing and shout. My Lord has conquered him, and that's all I need to know.
Because
greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Oh,
greater is he that is in me,
I know.
Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
He's been conquered. Oh,
tell me, have you heard?
He's been defeated
by the power of God's word. God's word.
Oh,
Satan knows he's been found out. Shout the glory if you know what I'm talking about. My Lord has conquered him, and that's all.
Well, today's show has given me a little bit of an insight of somebody's personal life and somebody's personal story, as well as a group, a Christian group, who sing some very wonderful songs. To find out more about New Vision, go to myspace.com/newvisionforhim, and that's the number 4. And if you'd like to find out some more about Yvonne, please go to myspace.com/YvonneG06. We're going to finish off now with the final track from New Vision.
This is Mick from Gidget's Gaga.
This is Suzanne Carlson.
This is Jimmy Crockett.
And they're all listening to Buster's Charity Show at myspace.com/charitypodcast.
Suffering I cannot explain, his love I can't understand.
accept it, I'll never reject it, I'll praise Him just as long as I live. How about you, my friend? Are you living in sin, unhappy as you can be? Well, there's a better way, and I'm here to say, Jesus, He's alive and well.
Jesus, He's alive and well. Jesus, I'm here to tell. He's the ruler and maker of everything, Lord and Savior, my soon coming King. Jesus, He's alive and well. Jesus, alive and well. Jesus, I'm here to tell. Jesus, He's alive and well. He's the ruler and maker of everything, Lord and Savior, my soon coming King. Jesus,
oh,
Jesus, He's alive and well.
Show.